From NPR and WBUR, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
And Alisa Mullins in for Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has ordered the Senate to come back from its Memorial Day recess on Sunday, that's a day early, to vote on a key provision of the Patriot Act.
The Obama administration has warned that it will lose key tools to keep the country safe if Congress does not act by midnight Sunday. NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving joins us with more. Hi, Ron.
Good to be with you, Jeremy.
And we'll get to that Patriot Act extension in a moment. But first, I want to get to the breaking political news that a grand jury in Chicago has indicted the former House Speaker Dennis Hastert for allegedly funneling money in secret payments to cover up past misconduct. Now, this broke yesterday. People have been following this now over the last 12 hours or more. But tell us what we know at this point about this scandal.
Jeremy, this involves connecting a lot of dots, but the very first thing in the indictment that was handed down by the grand jury in Chicago says, from approximately 65 to 81, the defendant was a high school teacher and coach in Yorkville, Illinois. Now, that is a far cry from being Speaker of the House of Representatives. Why did they begin with that sentence? Why did they start with that part of his life? The obvious suggestion is that this particular incident or this particular relationship dates back to that period of time. We are told that individual A, the person that these payments were being made to, was a person who has known Dennis Hastert throughout individual A's life or through most of his life. That is clearly, you know, a little opaque. We don't know if it's a him. We don't know if it's a her. We don't know what the acts, what the misconduct might have been. That's all unspecified. But we do know that as of 2010, the former speaker was making large withdrawals of cash and that he was doing this in such a systematic way that it came to the attention of the IRS and the FBI, to whom he subsequently apparently did not tell the truth, according to the indictment.
On a regular basis, that he was taking out a certain amount of money, thousands of dollars, on a regular basis and handing it over to this person.
$1.7 million over the course of 3 years.
Wow.
In payments, primarily, almost entirely, of cash under the amount of $10,000, which is a trigger amount after which a bank has to make a report about this individual handling this much cash. It's conceivable also that individual A was also receiving this much cash and might have run into some IRS problems, and that could be also another way that this came to the attention of the law. But it's a serious set of crimes.
Well, we'll continue to follow that story, but let's get to the deadline this Sunday that involves some key sections of the Patriot Act that are about to expire. Tell us what's going on.
First of all, this is not the entire Patriot Act that is expiring. It's three specific provisions that were sunsetted as of June 1st, 2015, and June 1st is Monday. So when they couldn't get this worked out to either renew these provisions or to reform them, then the Republican leader, the majority leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, said, well, we're going to have to come back in before June 1st and make sure we get this done before midnight and make sure that our ability to fight terrorists does not lapse. There is a real possibility at this point that nothing will be worked out by midnight on Sunday night, and there will probably be some lapse between the time that they work this out and the lapsing of the authority. And some of the bulk collection of telephone records by the National Security Agency, that is the heart of the controversy, is probably going to shut down, at least temporarily. So what's going to happen on Sunday night is going to be largely for show.
And if that does happen, and if they aren't able to get something passed, the Obama administration, as we said, has warned that it's going to lose key tools to keep the country safe. If people are listening right now going, what does that mean? What are they going to lose? What exactly would they lose? Or is it as big of a deal as they're saying that it would be?
It could potentially be a big deal down the road a ways, but being as how this bulk collection of data is not necessarily a 24/7 thing, it is happening periodically, and generally speaking, only something like 10 to 12 days between requests from the government for this kind of data. 2 or 3 days of lapse is not going to make a big difference, and they could probably come back and cover that period of time retroactively if we're just talking about a period of a few days. But there's a real impasse here between those who want to get rid of the bulk collection of data and those who want to reform it, such as the House and the President and a lot of law enforcement officials, and those who want to just wipe it out entirely, like Senator Rand Paul and a number of other people who are taking up the cudgels on that side, and the war hawks, if you will, the people who want to keep going full bore with full authority to the NSA, just the way it was given to them 13, 14 years ago.
And if the Senate does extend, does it move to the House?
If the Senate decides to have a temporary solution here and just extend the full act for some period of time, and they haven't been able to do that on several attempts, but if they were able to do that, say, on Sunday night, it would have to go to the House, which won't be in session Sunday night. Hmm. So the only thing that the Senate could do that would really move the ball some considerable distance and not all the way would be to go ahead and approve what the House has already approved.
Okay. We'll be watching this weekend. Ron Elving, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.